We are now in the end game. These are the words of Julian Assange's wife, Stella. Julian Assange is facing extradition to the United States from the UK on 18 charges relating to the publishing of tens of thousands of military and diplomatic documents. Ms. Assange says her husband's life is now in the hands of the Australian government. Both the Prime Minister and the opposition leader agree that there must be a conclusion to this long-running case. Lawyer and human rights defender Stella Assange joins me this morning. Stella, you believe this is the closest you have ever been to securing Julian's release. Why?
Well, I believe that the Australian Prime Minister's explicit position on that this case must be brought to an end is a crucial development, and of course, Australia is the United States' most close ally. The government, the Australian government, has diplomacy, access, resources, and capability that our family doesn't, and it plays the most crucial role to finding a path of constructive engagement with the United States government to bring this to an end. This case is an embarrassment to the Biden administration. It's seen by the United States as a Trump-era legacy. It is extremely controversial within the U.S. administration, the Biden administration, and it has always been a controversial case, but especially within this administration.
You addressed the press club yesterday, and many of our listeners are texting in talking about what a powerful address it was. And you were in the gallery during question time as well, but you weren't able to meet with the Prime Minister. Are you disappointed you didn't get the chance to meet him?
Well, I came to Australia not to meet with Prime Minister Albanese, but to address the Australian people, to be at the press club to give the address. And of course, the context for it was that President Biden was going to come here for the Quad Summit. But when that was cancelled, I decided to come anyway to be able to not lose the opportunity to be able to speak directly to the Australian press, to thank the Australian press for keeping Julian in the news and keeping the case alive in the minds of the Australian public, and above all, to thank the Australian population for continuing to put pressure on the government to find a solution. We're in conversation with the Australian government through other channels.
And you say extradition is a matter of life and death for Julian Assange, your husband. What is your fear if he's sent to the United States?
Well, look, we have learned in the past couple of years about what the United States administration under President Trump was up to, what was driven by Mike Pompeo, who was head of the CIA, that there were plans not only to kidnap Julian, but to even assassinate him. It is unimaginable that a Julian could be extradited to a country that has been engaging in these assassination plots. This is a political case that arose under political circumstances. And so it is obvious that he should never be extradited to the United States. So that's why an extradition would lead to Julian's losing his life, either because of the extreme isolation that he would face, or because this is the country that has plotted to murder him.
Earlier this month, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, said he is frustrated his government has not been able to find a diplomatic solution to your husband's ongoing incarceration. And that was reported as a pretty significant statement from the Prime Minister. Is that how you read it?
I think the Prime Minister expressing the Australian government's frustration at lack of progress mirrors our own frustration because, of course, the United States is going to enter into the electoral season. The UK High Court could order an extradition, confirm an extradition within a matter of months. So this is really urgent now that the U.S. Administration sits down and engages in dialogue. But I'm encouraged. The U.S. Ambassador Caroline Kennedy met with the Parliamentary Friends of Julian Assange Group, and I understand that that was a constructive meeting. And these are signs that there is a change of attitude. And again, this case is not in the interests of the Biden administration. I am convinced that Biden does not want this case to be part of his legacy, and it is extremely unpopular in the United States.
The US is gearing up for another presidential election, Stella. It no doubt adds a sense of urgency to these negotiations, but does it also add a level of complexity in that it's now entering the political arena?
Well, I think it's an opportunity. I think, look, two of the candidates for Democratic for the Democratic Party, who are not insignificant candidates, they're polling very, very well, have said that pardoning Julian is a priority. This is not a case that is not talked about. In fact, it is an important political position that Julian should not be in a prison cell indefinitely for his journalistic activities. I think we should rather see this as an opportunity, and the time pressure, of course, should be seized.
Stella, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Stella Assange is a lawyer and is married to Julian Assange. And yesterday she delivered a National Press Club address and, of course, took questions and is here in Australia trying to raise awareness of Julian Assange's ongoing incarceration.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.